This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Residents of Clapham Christ Church worried about the rising gun violence following a fatal shooting in their area. The BUT calls on government to intensify efforts to maintain schools across the country. A researcher raises concern over the emergence of depressant drugs that may be harmful to Barbadians. The dialysis unit at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital reopens today following a temporary closure. And Hurricane Beryl claims 4 lives in Texas. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Residents of Clapham Christ Church are deeply concerned by the level of gun violence that continues to grip the nation. A 24-year-old man lost his life following a shooting in the area yesterday, bringing to 25 the number of homicides for the year so far. One resident told Starcom Network News the spate of shootings in recent weeks has left her terrified.
Frightened, scared, worried, I know, hurt. And I always tell myself I will never get involved in that kind of thing because I know the consequences of that sorry life stuff. But I can't do anything for that sorry life. You know, it's getting to me and doing that sorry thing.
Another resident believes the dismantling of the block culture may help curb the incidence of crime in the country.
We need the blocks to be cleared. That's where everything happening. Most of those blocks that we got down there and do what they like. They do a lot of stupid things. And it don't be the fellas from out here, you know. It's just somebody that coming that do it. Down there linemen. So that's what I'm saying we want down there clear. That's what we want to do. That block there removed from there because they're encouraging strangers to come in and do what they like down there.
Residents of Clapham Christ Church. Meantime, Youth, Sport and Community Empowerment Minister Charles Griffith says he's making sure children attending this year's summer camps get life skills training. Mr. Griffith stressed that they have inserted the training within the program to ensure that they are exposed to skills that would draw young people away from a life of crime.
All of our programs, life skills are embedded in the programs. So you move away from our programs with a different mindset because we're providing an opportunity for you to do anger management, conflict resolution, leadership. These are the things that may not necessarily be a part of our target population, you know, their regular day-to-day, and we felt it necessary to infuse those particular life skills within the program to ensure that there's some change.
Minister of Youth, Sport and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, is calling for increased efforts to maintain schools across the island. As the school year concludes, head of the Occupational Safety and Health Committee of the BUT, Julian Pierre, notes that several schools still have unresolved issues. On the sidelines of a walkthrough of Wesley Hall Junior School yesterday, Mr. Pierre stated that regular maintenance of these schools would save the government money in the long run.
If you have a school that has a number of light bulbs not working, and the light bulbs not working could be something related to water in the lungs or something like that, you check it early, you're able to fix it early, rather than the problem spreading and then you have to spend more money, you look for more money then for a bigger budget then to rectify the problem. So I think fast-tracking the maintenance department, having them come into schools, even when it comes to cleaning, maintenance will be those who can recommend a certain level of cleaning. They say not to call it industrial cleaning anymore. That's a different term that is used loosely, but thorough cleaning of the schools at the end of the term periodically.
He also believes that contractors for school projects should be thoroughly screened before being hired.
We have with the case of Ann Hill. Workmen were there since November. This is now July and they have the same issues. I think that there has to be better screening of the companies and persons that they contract to make sure that once work is done, it is done to what would be the standards for building and to make sure that you don't have to repeat the process every year or every 2 years, but it is for a longer period of time, a longer fix.
Head of Occupational Safety and Health Committee of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre. Research and Information Officer at the National Council on Substance Abuse, Dr. Jonathan Yearwood, has raised concern about emerging substances that have the potential to cause harm to Barbadians. Dr. Yearwood says these substances are not regulated under the United Nations Drug Control Conventions and are often advertised as legal but are dangerous. His comments came on VOB's morning program.
And many of these substances are designed to evade drug laws and are marketed as quote-unquote legal substitutes in order to evade drug laws. And these legal substitutes are for traditional substances like cannabis, heroin, cocaine, amphetamines, ecstasy, or popularly known as Molly, which is a powder form of ecstasy, and other depressant drugs. Now, to increase their availability and appeal, some of these psychoactive substances have been marketed as quote-unquote legal highs, quote-unquote research chemicals, food supplements, with various street names, and are sold on the illicit drug market.
He highlighted the dangers of these substances if ingested.
Paying attention to these substances is vital, as they're connected to various harms. These include non-fatal and fatal poisoning, as well as the spread of drug-related infectious diseases and bacterial infections, which significantly strain healthcare systems. Mm-hmm. If they find a substance unknown to them, they just don't know what this substance is. They may find it in the house, on the person of their children. Mm-hmm. If they find such a substance and they're curious about this substance, then they can contact the NCSA. They can also contact the Forensic Science Center.
Research and Information Officer at the National Council on Substance Abuse, Dr. Jonathan Yearwood. Patients seeking dialysis treatment at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital are now able to do so as regular service will resume at the artificial kidney unit today. This was revealed in a release by the Queen Elizabeth Hospital after the service was temporarily disrupted at the unit yesterday. The statement said that all patients affected have been informed and rescheduled as operations will continue up until 8:30 p.m. to ensure all dialysis patients are treated. The Packaging Center has thrown its support behind the ongoing cleanup efforts on Barbados's coastlines following the passage of Hurricane Beryl, as well as the invasion of seaweed across several beaches. They donated hundreds of garbage bags to the Ministry of the Environment and National Beautification to help their efforts at the Oystins Fish Market yesterday. Speaking at the handover ceremony, manager of Packaging Center Simon Chu noted they felt compelled to step up and assist.
My brother came to me, Robin Chu, when the hurricane and then the storm passed. And the first thing he told me was, Packaging Center has to do something. We have to help those not just rebuild, but clean up. As Barbados is known as a tourism country, and we must act fast. We reached out as soon as we could. And as you know, he was very happy to hear us reaching out. And we knew the importance of helping clean up with the seaweed, with anything that we could have done with the boats, any issues at all. We knew it was important for us to step up and to give as much as we can.
Environment Minister Adrian Ford thanked the Packaging Center for their support.
This is the Packaging Center saying to us that we want to come on board and we want to give because they understand that the cleanup exercise will take more than the average garbage bags. It will take a number. They have said to us, we want to contribute to this effort and they want to thank them. Their principals are here to give the donation so that we can divide it up between the SSA, of course, the NCC, and persons involved in the CV project, along with the market and the market staff, because it is essential for us to be able to clean up and start afresh.
Minister of the Environment, National Beautification, and the Blue and Green Economy, Adrian Ford. At least four people have died as Hurricane Beryl slammed into southeast Texas, knocking out power for more than 2.6 million people while bringing heavy rain and fierce wind gusts. Investigators determined a house fire that killed a man early Monday was likely caused by lightning from the storm, and a civilian employee of the Houston Police Department was found dead in a submerged car in floodwaters of Houston Avenue near City Hall. When Beryl first hit Texas on Monday morning, it landed as a Category 1 hurricane, but it has since been downgraded to a tropical storm. More than 1,100 flights at Houston's main airport were canceled yesterday. Some 2.6 million customers in Texas were without power as of Monday afternoon. Recapping the headlines, residents of Clapham Christchurch worried about the rising gun violence following a fatal shooting in their area. The BUT calls on government to intensify their efforts to maintain schools across the country. Researcher raises concern about the emergence of depressant drugs that may be harmful to Barbadians. The dialysis unit at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital reopens today. And Hurricane Beryl claims 4 lives in Texas. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.